This week's mailbag comes to us from Amber. Listening to Lisa's podcast today, and she mentioned discussing binders on the next podcast, to which I grinned really big and excitedly proclaimed to my empty car that I was receiving them by summer. I'm doing the 6-month payment plan, and I wouldn't have been able to even upgrade if it weren't for the payment plan. Immediately following that emotion, I got tears in my eyes and began to cry, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because I will be able to take care of my family in a crisis. Maybe it was imagining that feeling of finally having my junk together. I don't know. What I do know is how thankful I am for Lisa's vision and the hard work of the Organized 365 team. Thank you so much. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. In this podcast series, I will be diving into organizing the business of work. Here at Organize 365, we divide work into 4 kinds of work: pink, purple, blue, and green work. In the next 5 episodes, I'm going to take you along with me through a work week recorded in November 2021. Today is a Monday. This is a pink day. Let's get started. Today, I want to take you through a typical Monday in my work. So today is Monday, November 14th or 15th, I don't know, middle Monday in the middle of November. That's a detail. And today is a day that I call a pink day. So Mondays and Thursdays are typically my pink day. I'm going to go ahead and take you along with me today on my entire day. And then at the end of today, I'll tell you about last Monday and the Monday before that, because no 2 days in business are ever the same. So you heard on the Friday Workbox podcast about pink days. And pink days are days when you are thinking about the future, you're fleshing out ideas that might become a reality. The difference between pink and purple work in general is that purple work is what you're being paid for. It's your job description. It's what's expected of you. It has a deadline and usually dollars attached to either how much dollars you'll bring in or how many dollars the company is spending in order for your job to be accomplished so that the mission of the company can go forward. Pink work is fun work for me. It's where you have ideas for process improvements and new projects and new ideas and new people you could partner with. And what if we did this? And how about that? And someday we're going to have a TV show. All of these kinds of things that we could get lost in thinking about, but are not actually what is our primary driver of our work today. And I give myself 2 full days to really focus on the future of Organize 365, to think and dream and process and move forward in what may be in our future. And often I'll spend a lot of time and research on something and then say, you know what, this isn't something we're ever going to do, or we're not going to do it now. Today, I have a lot of purple work that's going to be mixed into my pink work today just because of the week that we're in the year and what is on my list and what I did last week, which I will also share with you at the end of the day. But typically, on a Monday morning, I would get up about 7:15, I'd get in the car, and I'd be to work at 7:30, and I'd have the whole day to work on whatever my pink work is. But not today. Today, I'm actually sitting in a parking lot of our manufacturer, and we're about to have a meeting at 9 o'clock. So today, I got in the car at 7:45, and the reason I got in the car later was because I'm recording another podcast over on the Organized 365 podcast about morning routine, afternoon routines, and evening routines. So this week, I am recording my morning, my afternoon, and my evening routines for that podcast. So I got in the car, and I drove to where this meeting is instead of to the office. Now, I will say there are a lot of things that productive people do that we don't even realize we do because we just put really good habits in place. And I would say I add anywhere from 3 to 5 new habits per year that add to my productivity. And because I've been doing this for 30 years, I have anywhere from 90 to 150 productivity habits that are just like breathing for me. I don't even think about them. And I'm trying to think about all of the things that are already in place that I don't think about on a regular basis to share with you. Because I think this is how we learn best. From other people just sharing the little nuances of their day versus the big things. So the little things of my day. I am sitting outside of this meeting and I did not have to look up where this meeting was because Pat, my executive assistant, who takes care of my email and my calendar and has for the last 6 years, will put the address for every single thing that I am doing into my calendar. So when I get in the car and I look at my calendar, I can just click on my calendar and it will pull up the directions for wherever I need to go. I don't even have to think about it. Thank you, Pat. So that's one productivity hack. The second thing is I'm sitting in a parking lot recording a podcast, and you probably don't know many people who do that. But the reason why I can do that is because when I started the Organized 365 podcast 7.5 years ago, I was driving 25 hours a week for my kids' middle school. They went to 2 different schools. It was a whole thing. I had a part-time driving job. And so the only way that I could consistently produce a podcast was if I could produce it in my car. So I use a Zoom H1 handy recorder that you can get from Amazon for less than $100, or it might be $100 now. And I have one at home and I have one at work. And because I'm recording all of these Day in the Life podcasts this week, I just have it in the car with me. So I'm sitting in a parking lot recording my podcast. Normally, I record my podcasts at work now, but I'm flexible. And so I have this time to record it and I can. So on the way over to this meeting, while I was driving, I recorded the morning podcast, and now sitting here in the parking lot, I'm recording the second one. Now, I told you that normally on Mondays, I don't have meetings with anyone. Part of that is because I like to be able on Monday to follow wherever my brain wants to rabbit trail and not constrain myself in any way, but it is the middle of November 2021, and we are living in supply chain quicksand. Since we're in supply chain quicksand, I've called an in-person meeting with our manufacturer, who happens to be in Cincinnati, and our team and their team are going to sit around a conference table. And I know there are a lot of things that we know, but I also know there are a lot of things that we know that I don't know, and I want to know them. And I find that when communication gets complicated and when you feel like you're not making progress, I move from emails to phone calls to Zoom meetings to in-person meetings in rapid succession, because once I get good information, then everybody can go back to doing their own independent work. And our manufacturer is here in Cincinnati, but we also have manufacturing in other places, Wisconsin and Texas. And our first manufacturer, and is still a manufacturer for us down in Texas, I felt the same way. Like, we had a phone call, and before we got into a manufacturing relationship, I flew down and I met them in person and toured the factory and all of that. And there were many times that I flew down to Dallas and back. Before the pandemic, there were 5 direct flights to Dallas each day, so I could get on the second flight out of Cincinnati and come back on the 4th flight, returning for the day, and not have to make an overnight stay. So I would fly down to Texas, meet with the manufacturer, and fly back in one day without a hotel stay. It was great. I find that we often try to do things that are easy or in our realm of normalcy. Like, it's not normal for a solopreneur who's really not making any money and works out of her bedroom to fly to Texas to see a manufacturer. But I just feel like when you truly get people face to face for an extended period of time, that then it becomes a human to human interaction. You can see and hear different nuances of things that are going on that maybe you don't hear and see in a Zoom meeting or an email or a phone call exchange, and the walls come down. And so it is important for me to know as much as I can about the manufacturing that we're doing in the Organizing 365 products, but also to understand the manufacturer's perspective and the people inside of our warehouses? Like, what constraints are they up against? Where exactly is the supply chain specifically for us breaking down? Is it in product? Is it in process? Is it in transportation? Is it in quantity of things ordered? Is it in lead time? Like, what are the variables out of our control? What are the variables in our control? And what are the ways in which I can change my decision making or change when I make my decisions in order to speed up this process and make it easier for everyone? All right, so it is 8:40. I've got about 20 minutes before this meeting is going to start. And so I am going to record more podcasts when I get to the office, in addition to the ones that you're going to be hearing on this Friday podcast and the ones I'm recording right now for Organize 365 for my Saturday time, Sunday time, morning, afternoon, and evening routine. I'm also recording a podcast today that is going to go up the second to last Friday of the year. And I have a little bit more thinking to do on that one. So I'm going to go do my thinking on paper, walk in and have this meeting with our manufacturer, and then I will fill you in when it's over. Meeting's over. It is 10 o'clock. Honestly, that meeting could have been over 15 minutes in. Here's the thing. If we did not have the meeting in person, we still would be chasing monkeys all over the world trying to figure out where things were, when they were going to be done, where the next sample is, yada, yada, yada. But because we forced this in-person meeting, which the company tried to put off, and I said no, and they tried to move it further into this week, and I said no, we'll be there Monday at 9 a.m., and we asked for this meeting a week ago. When we got to the meeting, where our product was in production, where the samples were, what the price was on the new product we have being created, all of the information had been emailed to us at 8 a.m. this morning. So when we sat down at 9 a.m., I had all of the answers I've been asking for weeks. But because we were having the in-person meeting with me and the president of the other company and two of my employees and two of their employees, we were all at the table, all of a sudden we all had the same information. And I guarantee you we would not have had that same information if I had not called an in-person meeting. So 15 minutes in, we had all of the answers done. But what is so awesome, and this is what does not happen in emails, phone calls, and on Zoom, is we talked a little bit further. So another 15 minutes, we just kind of really clarified the details going forward. And the last 15 minutes of the meeting were where all of the gold happened. That's where we started talking about like, okay, well, if we change this product for this reason, then what about this? Well, can we get these samples and put this into production 6 to 12 months from now? Okay, well, if this thing in our business happens, then how would this impact your business? Or how is COVID affecting the factories that we're working with? And how are the holidays affecting the factories that we're working with? And we started dreaming. We started talking about people. We started talking about cultures. And then we had a much richer conversation and we all left thinking about like, okay, we have the order that's in process. We know where it is. We know the next order that's going to be placed. But also all six of us are now thinking about like, how do we make this product even better, more mass appeal, better for everyone that creates this product, both inside of Organize 365 and inside of the manufacturer. And that's what you miss when you don't have in-person meetings. It's that ability to collaboratively discuss and dream. So it is 10 o'clock. I am going to head over to the office. It'll take me about an hour to get there. I am going to call my sister, Emily Kelly, and we are going to discuss a couple of things that we're working on in the company. And then I'll get back with you when I get to the office. Okay, it is 12 o'clock. I left that meeting at 10 and I talked to my sister, Emily Kelly, and we talked about some of the new programs for 2022. And I got a breakfast sandwich over at Burger King while we were having our conversations. I got back to the Organize 365 parking lot at 11 o'clock, but we were still having a conversation. So I stayed in my car until 11:30. When I came in, I went in and I talked to Stephanie and Vanessa about the conversation Emily and I had. And then Vanessa went over to tech to see if what I want was even a possibility. And I came in my office and I started downloading all of the podcast episodes I had done this morning and yesterday. And now I am going to record the December 24th podcast for 2021. This will be a longer podcast. I have all my notes. I'm ready to go. And then I will upload that podcast and come back to you. It is 12:55. I am done recording my podcast. I have uploaded it into the Dropbox where my audio engineer will go and see all these bazillion, million, jillion files I'm putting in there. So I'm opening up our podcast spreadsheet and then also the team spreadsheet I have to add in these podcast episodes so people can listen to them in advance and know what is going out on the podcast. And it's almost 1 o'clock. So the thing that I find interesting that you may find interesting is that other than looking at my email inbox this morning at 6:30 a.m. and seeing that one nice email from someone I saw last week, I have not looked at my email yet. So now is a good time for me to actually go into the email inbox and see what Pat has starred for me that either only I could take action on or she needs some information from me in order to schedule or get done whatever needs to get done. I also am going to take a minute and type up some notes for my audio engineer because I did just upload a whole bunch of files and explain to her what this new project is, where I'm recording all these itty-bitty parts and they need to go together in all these various different podcasts, which I think is going to end up being 11 podcasts. And I'm also going to look at my 2022 calendar and figure out when I want these podcasts to start airing. They might be in January, they might be in February. I need to take a look at what else is going on and make a decision as to when these will air. After I go through my email and work on the details of my podcasts, I'll be back. All right, it is 2:20. I have gotten through my email, which only took about 15 minutes. I plan my podcasts. I also found out that our Organize 365 app is up, which is like 4 days early. So I downloaded that and played with that. And then I started thinking about, you know, why I'm even recording this podcast or what you might be getting out of this podcast by listening to it. And I realized that I started out the day as saying that this is a pink day. Monday is a pink day where I work on things that only I can do or are idea generating for the company. And that's not really kind of what I've told you about today. I had a meeting, which is not something, well, I am the only one that could do the meeting, but I brought my team with me and I've recorded a bunch of podcasts. And podcasting is actually part of my job, which is actually purple work. So really, the only pink work that I've done today was that 90-minute call I had with Emily and the podcast planning, and I'm about to leave in an hour. I'll go get my nails done. I'll probably drive and get onion rings, and I'll be doing a lot of thinking while I'm driving in the car. Those are all pink activities. So another way to think about the difference between pink and purple activities are a couple of different ways to think about it. One is what only you can do versus what your job description is. Another is what you do by yourself versus what you do with other people. So if I do something with you as an audience member, like the Embrace Conference, that's purple. But planning and thinking about what I'm going to do at Embrace, that is pink. And then the third way that you can look at pink and purple is, does it have a goal and does it have dollars behind it? So like this app that we just launched, I paid for the app to be developed and we have a goal of launching it on Friday. This is Monday. So this is an actionable item that our entire team is working on. That is a purple project. It has a deadline, it has dollars behind it, and the whole team is working on it. Whereas a pink thing would be this podcast that actually only one or two team members even know that we're creating a Friday Workbox podcast right now because I'm recording this in November. I've run it through our leadership team. And we all agree that this would be a great idea, but the company does not know we are launching another podcast in 2022. And this, I don't think this will be a podcast that I do every single week. At least when we launch it, that's not my intent. My intent is to pull all of the Workbox podcasts onto one podcast player. So if you're interested in learning about organizing your work, you don't have to fish through all the 450 podcasts that are over on the Organize 365 podcast player. But it definitely is a pink project in the company. So a pink project is something that either I'm working on by myself or one or two people in the company kind of know that I'm developing it, but it does not have a deadline yet. And it does not have a budget behind it yet. And I'm still kind of getting information. I mean, truth be told, this podcast may never air. This may not become a thing. It's totally going to become a thing. But you know what I'm talking about. So a pink activity is kind of like behind the scenes or back of house if you're in production. And purple is front of house and people know that you're working on it. So today, I've done a lot of mix of pink and purple. My behind the scenes talking with my sister and planning out the podcasts, and then the purple activities of actually recording all of these podcasts that will air sometime, and that meeting that I went to. So I told you at the end of the day, I was going to talk to you about the last two Mondays just to give you a better flavor of what a truly pink day may look like. And to be honest, I don't have very many truly pink days. Having thinking time, planning to myself to dream and think is a luxury. It's something that is harder to come by than you think. And so I usually sprinkle my pink in there. But last Monday, my pink activities were writing out the next book outline, prepping to meet with a new marketing company I'm working with, and making the plans for my team members coming into town. So I had five contractors come into town Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday last week, and I spent about 90 minutes really making sure I had everything ready for them. Last Monday, I also did a lot of team-related activities, which are blue. I had a one-on-one conversation with Monique, and I had some team member and HR things that I did. 2 weeks ago on Monday, I spent more than half my day in pink activities, and those were preparing for my monthly team meeting that I do, which I call a CEO roadmap. That's where I share what our quarterly goals and rocks are. And then after I do that at the beginning of the quarter, the next 2 months, I fill in the team as to where we are, if any of the details or the deadlines have changed or what has already been accomplished, so we can celebrate as we go. I also spent a couple of hours getting my clothing ready for the photo shoot that we did last week. I did the holiday blitz 2 weeks ago, so that was a purple activity. And I spent a couple of hours in blue team-related things getting ready for meeting agendas. But last week and the week before, I spent almost all of that time in my office not really talking to people. It's very much a day when I am able to think about different things in the company, do a little bit more research, flesh out an idea so that when I do pass it off into the company, it has a deadline, it has a budget behind it, and I know that this is what we should do next. Okay, I am going to sign off for today. It is 2:30. I'm going to do work until about 3:15, and then I am going to go get my nails done. Tomorrow is going to be a team-oriented day. So Tuesdays, I meet with a whole bunch of my team members, I think seven. Yes, I'm going to have seven meetings tomorrow. And I realized that I was mentioning, eight meetings tomorrow. I realized I mentioned some of my team members' names and I mentioned some of the departments that we have inside of Organize 365. So tomorrow I will bring you along on my major meeting day. And each hour when I have a new meeting, I will tell you who I'm meeting with and what they do inside of Organize 365. Have a nice night. I'll see you next week. For those of you who follow along Organize 365, you follow me on Instagram, you listen to all of the Organize 365 podcasts. When I talk about a workbox, you understand what I'm talking about because you see me use it in my everyday life, or you've seen it enough on Instagram or heard various Organize 365 references in podcasts or select podcasts that have been recorded over the last 2 years. But the truth is, I talk a lot about the Sunday Basket. I talk a lot about the Productive Home Solution. And I kind of sprinkle in here and there this information about how I have organized work. And to be honest, organizing work is the thing that I had organized before I really started talking about the Sunday Basket or the Productive Home Solution that used to be called All Access and the 100-Day Home Organization Program. Over the last couple of years, I have shared with more and more and more people how to organize work. And as I've grown the company Organize 365 as the founder and as the creator and added to my own team, I've realized that I had to kind of create a vocabulary inside of our company and define the different kinds of work that we do as we go throughout our day so that we can all be on the same page and moving faster in the same direction with less miscommunication. So the Friday Workbox really divides your work week into four different kinds of work that you do. And there is some customization here. Some positions are more heavily focused in one color than another color. And different seasons inside of your job, you'll be heavily focused in one color versus another color. So let me explain the colors. The colors of the Friday Workbox go in order: pink, purple, blue, and green. And I discovered this 20 plus years ago when I was in direct sales, trying to figure out how to make the people on my team as productive and profitable as I was in Creative Memories. And I realized I was doing four different activities inside of my job and that all of the other leaders were doing the same activities inside of their jobs, but our downline were only doing one or two, sometimes three, but usually only one or two of these kinds of work. And the work is this. Pink work is work that only you can do, is work that you do before you get a sale. It's ideas, it's projects, it's creation, it's kind of secret work. But it has to be done in order to get to purple work. And purple work is really your job description. It's what you were hired to do. It's working with clients. It's finishing the project. It's shipping the thing. It's doing the service. It's whatever brings the money into your organization. That's the purple work. That's what people usually define really well. But without any pink work, you don't have spontaneity and newness and the wow factor of your purple work. So you really have to have both. And most people have focused on pink and purple work, but they have not gone further to the blue and green work. Blue work is incorporating a team to bring that purple work to life, both internally and externally in your business. And then green is the administrative and repetitive tasks that need to be done inside of every job and every organization in order to keep all of your processes and procedures up to date and your communication top notch. You will find in certain seasons, like the end of the year, you're heavily in green work. Or if you're getting ready to launch a product or a new service, or you're in your busy time, like as an accountant, you'll be doing almost only purple work. But there is a blend of these four different kinds of work in every role, in every organization, in every company. And that's what I've been sharing over a series of podcasts that I've shared in Organize 365 in 2021 and early 2022. So that is what you've been listening to today. You can head on over to the Organize 365 Friday Workbox playlist, which is a separate podcast feed that has been pulled now in order to help you just have just the podcast-related episodes. In there, you will find podcast episodes just on each of these different colors of work, what it looks like when you put it all together, what Organize 365 thinks work is. Your purple work doesn't have to be for money. It can just be whatever you are doing Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and a couple of select episodes where I have interviewed people on the Organize 365 podcast, and we've specifically talked about using a workbox and how you organize work in different kinds of work. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast that you just listened to here on Organize 365, or you're about to listen to here on the new Organize 365 Friday Workbox playlist podcast. To learn all about the Organize 365 workboxes, head on over to organize365.com/workboxes. There you'll find the physical product, the workbox planning days that we have, any webinars that are scheduled, and how you can incorporate the workboxes into your small business or team.